Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Christy Short, Southwest Regional Communications Manager for the Cotton Board. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So Plastic-Free July was actually not started by Cotton Incorporated, but it was an effort that was started by an organization out of Australia a couple of years ago to start education and increase awareness on the issue of plastic and microplastics in our space and in our systems. This has really been a great idea, and Cotton Incorporated has been excited to use it to amplify the efforts that we have in the cotton industry on microplastics and the story that cotton can play in the answer to that. Textiles are responsible for 35% of microplastics that are found in our ocean. All fabrics shed microfibers, but polyester and synthetic fibers shed microplastics. Polyester and synthetic microfibers take 200 years or more to break down in our waterways, but cotton microfibers can break down in 3 months to 5 years, depending on environmental conditions. This is very similar to the degradation of that of an oak leaf. This is such an exciting and important message for cotton to tell as the solution to the microplastic pollution. Cotton is a natural and sustainable choice in textiles, especially when looking at the afterlife of cotton garments and the microplastic issue. During Plastic-Free July, Cotton Incorporated will be amplifying and posting a lot of social media messages and content during the month to help share the message of cotton. Be sure to like and share the posts that you see on their pages. Their social media pages are Discover Cotton, Cotton Incorporated, and the Blue Jeans Go Green.